Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, what is the Skunkthorpe problem? Plus, Eric Clapton did cocaine. And who is Robert Krassholster? Right after heatwave tips from Donnie Baker.
Hey man, it's Donnie Baker, man. Heard you guys talking about how hot it's been lately. I just want to say I don't know what you're all complaining about anyways, because a heat wave is the best time to find out if a chick puts out or not. I swear to God it is. Man, most guys think the best way to find out if a chick is on a pork-intensive diet is to go reading through her diary or rooting through her panty drawers. But hell, chances are you're going to get busted. And even if you don't get busted, you almost never find any panties that fit anyways. I mean, everything you need to know about a woman can be found in one place, man. Her freezer. Oh. I swear to God that's true. And now that it's so hot, man, you got the perfect excuse. I mean, just say you need some ice for your Mountain Dew. She'll probably offer to get you some, but just sweet talk her and stuff. Say something like, oh, no, baby, have a seat. Your ankles need a rest anyways. Then when you got your head in the freezer, here's what you have to look for. Mm-hmm. The clues are right in your face. Number one, man, if she's got an old wilted corsage or a sad slice of wedding cake from when she was a bridesmaid, get out fast, man. Don't even look back. I mean, she might be up for a pork delivery, but not before you have to watch a bunch of chick flicks. You know the ones I'm talking about, the ones with either Meg Ryan's or Hugh Grant's in them. Anyways, man, she'll want you to watch chick flicks, go shopping, and meet her parents. It ain't worth it. I swear to God it ain't. And that's one thing you gotta like about crack whores, man. They almost never want you to meet their parents, which is just as well, because what would you say to them anyways? Hey, sir, your daughter's got a really nice shaped skull. I swear to God she does. I mean, just awkward conversation. And if she's one of these biological clock-ticking chicks that only wants to get pregnant, you'll know that when you're in her freezer. Just look around and see if she's got a bunch of her eggs in there, man. I mean, lots of women are doing that nowadays. I swear to God they are. I looked it up. They freeze their eggs and keep them in Pez dispensers. And if you see one, don't even make an excuse. Just dive through the window like Pete Rose. Man, hit the ground running. Go head first and get the hell away from her. But man, there is a telltale sign in freezers, it is good news. If you find an old big bag of, like, popsicles in there, then you know she's a keeper. Man, popsicles mean she gets lots of practice on her technique, if you know what I mean. I swear to God she does. Plus, you can swipe a cherry one, put it in your Mountain Dew instead of an ice cube. Hell, it's like throwing a bachelor party for your tongue. I swear to God it works. But make sure you dig deep in that freezer, though, man. Because even if she does have popsicles, she might still be hiding like a bag of chicken nuggets. The worst kinds. You know, the ones shaped like dinosaurs? Man, that means she has kids. And kids have to eat dinosaur-shaped nuggets. It's state law. Man, that happened to me one time. This chick's like, what are you afraid of, Donnie? You afraid of a little child support? That's un-American. I was like, whatever, Patty. You know me, these colors don't run. but you can bet your ass these pumas do. I'll set it right to her face. I gotta go.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's Josh on guitar.
Not me.
Not this Josh. It's the other Josh. They're going to come in and be our house band real soon. Looking forward to that. Drums, thank you. We are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Glad to be here. That's Ace. That's Chick. Hey. That's Josh. This is Tom speaking. The lady of the house is Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
Christy. Fresh from her move.
Yeah. I am so ready to go. The dogs do not adjust well to new homes.
Oh, you've been up all night? Okay.
Sorry. Oh, my God. What tragedy God. This morning.
It'll take a few days. But let's get to the... a couple things I wanted... We were talking about...
Summarily dismissed.
Just a second. We have a couple things to get to here.
I kind of started the bar.
First of all, we opened with the so-called Scunthorpe problem. Again, the Scunthorpe, England, is a city. And the Scunthorpe problem refers to... having problems when you're trying to do things on the internet and the filter pulls out offensive words and will throw email into junk, for example. And that's where you've got to check your junk email filters on your phone all the time, because just the other day I went in there and I found an important letter that for whatever reason had been filed into junk. And the Scunthorpe problem, if you take the word Scunthorpe and write it down on a piece of paper, you'll see that within that word is a, shall we say, a naughty word. Much more popular in England, but not
it shouldn't count.
Not friendly with the airwaves here in the U.S. But for now, and I was mentioning some of the names that people have a problem. For example, Steve. Steve's last name is Succoncock.
That's a rough one.
I assume it's Sukencock. Philip Sporn. Ben Schmuck.
What's wrong with Philip Sporn?
I don't know.
Oh, because porn?
Because the word porn is in it, I guess.
So it's Philip's porn? This is so dumb. If it's dumb. In a word, it shouldn't count.
No, but it's the computer filters it out.
Yeah, I know.
No, but they shouldn't do that.
These are examples. Ben Schmuck. Kyle Medick, M-E-D-I-C-K.
There's a guy named Ben Schmuck?
Yep. But it's S-H, not C. S-H-M-U-C-K.
Oh.
Huh.
Where did that word come from? Schmuck.
It's
Yiddish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mike Dickman. Matt Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. And then I got this just a second ago from Amy. She writes, listening to the program on the way in, hearing about my last name, my maiden name was Edick. I was called...
Oh, boy.
Let's just...
let's move on.
I would imagine. I can guess, but I won't.
Thank you, Amy. I won't... She got the end. She writes, LOL, I couldn't wait to get married.
I bet not.
She's got a lovely last name now.
I was going to say, what did she marry?
Lipschitz.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Amy. We're not going to. Yeah. So, but there are other words. I mean, I guess there's another problem. It gives, for example, assimilation will sometimes, or shuttlecock, the thing used in badminton.
Yeah, the computer. They need to get better with the computers.
Yeah, well, and then
is shuttlecock really that popular that the computers are worried about?
No, but the computer.
Well, the World Series of badminton. Yeah.
And then we had the example from was it the Olympics when the guy's name was Tyson Gay and it was translated by some program into Tyson homosexual.
Isn't that amazing? And no one caught it.
Yeah. Before it was in print. No, not until.
And then, I mean, take the word therapist.
Yeah, the classic.
With the Me Too movement going on, that could be.
Sean Connery made that mistake on Celebrity Jeopardy on SNL. Right.
So, anyway, it's all out there.
You and Christy taught us the word tittle yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And that would probably.
Tittle is T-I-T-T-L-E, which means that's the name of the dot on a J or an I in lowercase English. The tittle.
Yeah.
Little trivia for the water cooler this morning. Hey, Dolores. I couldn't help. I was reading your memo. Nice tittles. You're going to be you're going to be at HR. No, Dolores. I meant the dots.
I
meant the dots on your eyes. For God's sake.
And my name is Diane.
Are they still tittles if they're hearts?
No, if they're hearts, it means run away from the person as fast as you can. And if they're over 18.
Okay.
Never mind.
Have you ever put hearts over stuff like that? You seem like that happy optimist kind of.
Yeah, back in the day, I probably did. Sure.
Well, that's cute. Yeah, sure.
It's sweet if you're little, and you know, if your 4-year-old does it, it's nice. And everything 4-year-olds do is nice. They're great.
Wait till you go through their boxes when they're older and their little four-year-old preschool boxes. We did that when we were moving. And it says all these great things about, you know, you tell your teacher, I like my family because blah, blah, blah. And at the end, they said, I don't like, and you fill in the blank, my four-year-old said smoke. We're like, what?
Oh, doesn't care for it. Yeah.
Nobody should. Yeah. We don't know anybody who smoked when she was four.
Well, she's obviously never having a quality fine smoked meat.
Right.
That's the problem. You put a brisket on in the morning, you eat like a king at night. John.
Right now, is she vaping the peppermint?
Probably.
whatever candy-coated thing.
She's 20
blueberry
now.
Muffin.
The vaping companies. Yeah. We're not going after kids. Hey, have you seen the new cotton candy vape?
Yes.
I bet she's come 180 on that smoke thing.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not a big fan.
I remember being four and not liking the taste of beer. So things change. Yeah.
Me only vodka or rum in
there. I can actually tell you exactly where I was standing the first time I tried a beer.
I think I could too.
I was standing at my friend Roy's house. I went over, his dad was just loved beer. His dad had traveled back and forth to Europe all the time for his business. So he was a big fan of really high-quality German beers. And I had never had a beer. No one in my house drank beer.
Of course not.
Well, no.
Lord, no.
I mean, when I was little,
sort of wine that smuggled
in. My brothers eventually would, but I mean my parents would drink.
Oh, no, no.
A cask.
Vodka,
no.
Gin.
Yes,
swill of the common.
Bourbon, yes. But Roy's dad, who in his defense, by the way, drove a really nice Jaguar, Roy came to the door, and I was probably 12, and he was carrying this really tall glass of beer, and he goes, do you want to try some beer? My dad said it was okay. I mean, like the sixth grade, and I go, all right. I remember tasting it thinking, this is the worst tasting thing on earth. So the moral of the story is, tastes change.
That's right.
I remember my dad handing me a cold Busch beer with it was a pull tab.
Mm-hmm.
And
how old were you?
Oh, I had to have been young, like six or seven or something.
Well, no, they're not going to come arrest him. It's okay.
Yeah, no, he was barbecuing. I kept begging him to let me have a sip or whatever. And I remember thinking, who drinks this? Who would enjoy this?
Yeah.
Now there's nothing better when you're barbecuing.
I shoplifted a liqueur from Kroger's and went home and watched Don Kirshner's rock concert. You remember this? You remember this story?
Please nice. Tell the stories of your thievery.
Liqueur, like a cream de menthe?
Like, I'm going to say like a strawberry or raspberry liqueur,
ooh,
I think.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I think I stole it because it was in a flat bottle and I could stuff it down my pants. Uh-huh. That was my thing.
My friend Mike Russick and I, when we were like 12, were at his house and we started drinking some orange juice and it tasted real funny. We were like, what the heck's going on here? So we were like, maybe it needs sugar. So we poured sugar in it and had another glass. And then we kept experimenting with the recipe to try to get the orange juice until we realized we drank half of his mom's screwdriver pitcher.
Yes, sir.
She made them by the pitcher?
Yes.
Well, I bet you had one of those glass pitchers with the long glass rod and to make the martinis. I bet you did. You're at Griswold's house.
Look at him.
Am I right?
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah.
Ding,
ding.
Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't I?
Don't have one anymore.
Did your mother make martinis every day at 5?
No.
Have
no.
it waiting at the door?
No, my
for her man?
My dad was a gin and tonic when I was young.
Oh, that's a seasonal drink. That's a summer drink.
When he got older, he was a bourbon and water guy. And occasionally a Manhattan. What's in a Manhattan? I don't even know.
I'm not sure.
Bourbon.
Yeah, but
and rat?
And bitter, like rat.
My mom was a whiner, maybe an occasional.
She was a whiner, huh?
Occasional bourbon, but not a very big drinker. But when you're little, now here's something I'm going to get in trouble for. Sometimes I'll take my 2-year-old or 2.5-year-old out by myself.
Yeah.
And so we'll go places that we ordinarily don't get to go because, you know, there are certain rules.
Dude, what are you doing?
These are
what
on, you know.
What are you doing?
So I like to drink coffee, so little heart says, can I try some? And I said, this will be, you know, she'll take one sip and hate this. Now everywhere we go, I want coffee. So this has become quite a little issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember my son, Willie, used to come here when he was, you know, whatever, 10. And every morning, my boys would come in with me, and they would sit in the green room and hang out and do their homework because they were living with me, and I was a single dad at the time. And Willie became addicted to coffee in, you know, whatever, the fifth grade. To this day, we bond over it. So I'm not sure if that's a smart idea to get your little kids drinking coffee. When I saw Clapton at Madison Square Garden on Saturday night,
Jonathan Joseph Cale.
He did
Actually, it's Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt Kale. Yeah,
he gets blocked on his email.
I thought it was John John Kale.
They called it, it was so nice, he named him twice. John John.
Eric did cocaine and the crowd went nuts.
What? Yeah. Oh, the song.
Oh, right, in front of everybody?
Wow.
Man, I thought those
Okay, man, here's this next song we're going to do. Shut up. What are you going to do now, Layla?
I think the crowd gets the wrong idea. It's really not about... It's not a suggestion. Hey, go do this.
Oh,
it's
another boy crush.
She don't like. Yeah,
it's
that's
boy crush Tuesday.
Who's your boy crush, Chick?
Gosh, I don't. After last night, I don't have any. Nope.
Nope. He says.
I'm looking for a new team to cheer for. So,
the Browns.
Send your. I might. I like the Browns.
The Browns
I always the kid. The Browns.
Bengals.
Leroy Kelly.
Bengals are playing really great. Oh.
There was an incident.
Oh, there was an incident.
Boy. I used to cover the Bengals, and you remember. I was scarred.
Is this the dinner plate incident?
The Kenny King, his dinner plate penis. You remember.
Oh, that's right.
I don't need to go
you
over
saw
there.
His
Kenny King,
girthy,
Raiders.
Girthy.
Oh, Mondo girthy.
Actually, that leads to a news story.
Hideous. I don't know who could accommodate such a thing.
That leads to a news story coming up later.
Raiders and the Bengals were playing, and never mind.
No, I want to hear. Go ahead.
I'm in the locker room, and I was trying to talk to Kenny King. He had a great game, and there he was, just sitting in his locker. Well, of course he was sitting. Couldn't possibly stand up with this thing.
And yet he could run a 40.
Like a stack of manhole covers, huh?
Looked like a stack of pancakes, I'll tell you that. And not the silver dollar ones either, Josh.
Coming up, here's the headline.
We're full platers. Kenny King has girthy.
Men with small male members are more likely to be infertile, according to
I
science.
I saw that
Is
yesterday.
That right?
According to science really does matter.
Huh.
And.
Josh may never be a father.
We have a great story about. we had the story about names and the so-called Scunthorpe problem earlier.
Right, right.
The headline, I'm going to read the headline verbatim. Farewell, Mr. Testicle.
Oh, man. Okay.
And it's a really interesting news story about changing names and being named Mr. Testicle.
Wow.
Which, by the way, sounds like an award. Well, I, of course, was 1997 Mr. Testicle. since then, I mean, I'm not quite the same shape I was now.
Well, sure.
I've drifted down a little bit.
Right. I don't know if this is a real last name, but if it's not, it should be. A friend of mine on Twitter, his buddy, Bob Krassholster, has quite a problem receiving or sending email. And Robert Krassholster.
The whole thing's in there, man.
Yeah. Old Krassholster.
Now, the thing is, I don't know if that may be fake. The problem is the whole Scunthorpe
That's a good name.
Problem is real names where they get thrown into junk by computers because the name itself contains... if you have a filter for children on a computer, it can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There can be legitimate names that contain within the name. For example, the guys whose name was it? Sporn?
Yeah.
S-P-O-R-N.
Philip Sporn.
So, yeah. So what's this fellow's name? I'm going to try to see if it's legit.
Bob Krassholster.
Krassholster. You know something?
And Holster's not the traditional
If that isn't a name, he is going to be, Dick Hitzwater is going to be sitting in for him.
Robert Krassholster.
Coming up. Oh, God. Did you know that, I'm trying to think, we were talking about beer earlier and drinking beer. Since this is the ADD show today, why not? And the first time you tasted beer,
mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first time you tasted beer, Christy?
Oh, God, no. But
I mean,
I was
standing
teen.
On the steps at my friend Roy's house. I absolutely were on the front step. I can remember the door was open and we were just standing there. And I tried it and went, oh, my God, this tastes awful.
I always thought the first alcohol I ever tasted, this will kind of go with the show, was a Harvey Wallbanger. Because my parents would make those, I know, with Galliano, with that big, tall...
What?
Yeah, it's like a liqueur that's in a big, tall...
I thought a Wallbanger was a shot dropped in a glass of beer.
No.
Harvey Wallbanger is kind of like a... Boilermaker.
Yeah, Boilermaker, sorry. Yeah, Boilermaker.
Wallbanger, Boilermaker.
Screwdriver with
the
Galliano in it.
The Harvey Wallbanger is the kind of drink that an amateur would drink.
Yeah, I know.
It's like the New Year's Eve of...
A lesser family.
Yeah, I know. I was in a trailer. I admit.
Harvey Wallbanger.
Look at him. Just goes with my whole background.
Now you're so elegant, Christy.
Oh, yeah.
Much more so than I.
Not like now.
So, I have a question. dick. You ever notice?
Hi, I'm Christy. I'm going to start dating Bob Krassholster. I hope you. I hope
Christy,
you all approve.
If you marry a guy named Krassholster, I am in. I'll get a new mortgage.
Towels.
You marry if you change your name to Christy Krassholster, 100 grand.
Wow.
I can't even say that.
I'll get a new mortgage.
Christy Krassholster.
Christy
Krassholster.
Oh, God. And we'll be back.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.